Going In Raw is now a CastBox original. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can still listen to Going In Raw wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Yeah, welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here, youtube.com/Steven Larson. And available wherever fine podcasts are. If you're watching us on YouTube, it always helps to hit the subscribe button, the little notify bell next to it, and make sure you're always getting your new Going In Raw content. We upload daily, sometimes even twice daily. We're also available wherever fine podcasts can be found, as I've already said, including CastBox. We have a partnership with CastBox now. We'd like to remind you to check out CastBox. It's a great way to listen to your podcast apps.
Need some water?
I had some water. This is the final. This is the hill I'm dying on, man.
Yeah.
This is apropos, Larson, because this is the final episode that we're filming. So granted, we've got Count Out tomorrow. We got Matt Chat on Sunday. Those have already been filmed. This is the final episode of Going In Raw that we are filming from my home office. After this point, I will have to travel to our new office there.
Darn.
In the village.
Too bad for Steve.
In the lovely village.
Yeah, it's a nice office, nice area.
I love it, but this is I will no longer have a home of my own.
Well, it's still your home.
This is my home, but you don't understand. I need my own space.
I'm telling you.
And I'm not going to have my own
garage.
Space anymore. It's not insulated.
Do it. Finish it. Put up some insulation.
Can't.
Drywall it.
Who do you think I am? Bob Villa? Via Villa? Villa.
Villa.
Villa? Bob Villa?
No, but that's not that hard. I've put up drywall before.
Where?
The house we used to rent down in Los Angeles.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it? Were you effective at it?
I mean, it stayed up.
How much would you like for you to do my garage? I don't want you to do my garage. I'll pay somebody to do it.
$2,000.
I wonder if that's a good price.
I don't know. I just picked that out. I mean, I don't think it would take all day. I don't really know how to put up insulation, but it can't be that hard.
Yeah, me neither. My garage is kind of it's not a mess, but it's just weird. Anyways, I'm not going to have my own spot. The office is coming down. This is going to be out my child's room. It's going to be Alabama's room and Lacey's sewing area because it's a fairly big office. And so, This is it.
It's a bittersweet day for Steve.
You have to drive like 30 minutes to get here.
Yeah,
so
there's nothing bittersweet about it. It cuts my commute in half.
You are happy.
Yeah, man.
I'm happy. No, to be honest, I really am anxious to get to the office. I'm really happy about this. We're moving our stuff tomorrow, or this goes up the day that we're moving our stuff. We're doing our WrestleMania live stream. So we've got some exciting things happening for WrestleMania this Sunday. The kickoff show, we'll be doing our live reactions to that. But because there's a lot of talking during the kickoff show, we will also be doing the first annual Larson's Minoru Suzuki Open Challenge in Virtua Pro Wrestling.
64.
I will be challenging Minoru Suzuki.
And I will play as Minoru until I lose.
Which exactly.
I hope it doesn't happen. This will be like Matt Riddle's blood sport that's going on right now as we're shooting this. I think his name's Ross Berman from WrestleZone. He's live tweeting his viewing experience of Bloodsport, and so far he's elated.
Oh man,
here,
we should have gone.
Check again.
We should have gone.
Well,
we would be
in the air.
Who's the first? Who should answer the open challenge first?
Well, that's up to you.
What character should
Berman
I use?
Watching Bloodsport. That's up to you. You
is Bruiser Brody in that
I
game?
Think so.
I think he is.
I think
too.
You used him. And I think like everybody else, you chose.
He
met
fell
defeat. At the hands of Minoru Suzuki.
We'll see how that works out. And then, of course, during the main card for WrestleMania, we will be switching over to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Steven Larson. So the kickoff show is going to be on our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Steven Larson.
Since we're going to be playing video games as well.
Right. And then we're going to do our recap from the new set in our new office. It's very exciting. Very happy about that. We wouldn't be here without all the lovely patrons, all the support that we get from all the Going In Raw friendos, but also, of course, our patrons at patreon.com/Steven Larson. They enable us to do this show. And so, if you want to help contribute to Going In Raw, you get something in advance, including the Friendo Care Package. Look at that.
Nice.
The $20 pledge. You get the Friendo Care Package, which includes a comic book, a bunch of stickers, a poster where you get to decide. You have to choose, and I hope you make the right choice.
Yeah,
Mecha Santa or Top Notch Super Best
is the right
either
answer.
Side, and then a signed postcard as well. And then, of course, it's WrestleMania weekend, which means the WrestleMania sale at prowrestlingtees.com / Going In Raw. The new Going In Raw logo is available in shirt form there, along with all of our shirt designs, including the homage to the game. I find it funny, the Golden Shuffle shirt.
Also, a Friendo shirt will be up this weekend.
All right, you're doing it.
I'm like doing it. The Friendo shirt.
Good, do it. And then the colorful Going In Raw shirt, which has already been selling gangbusters.
It's been doing really well.
It's a celebration of us in t-shirt form. So anyways, it's all very exciting. And so.
Wait, what are you doing?
I'm starting to take down the set.
Well, we got a show to do first.
What?
Sit down. We got a show to do first.
See, we have a shirt to do
first? Show to do first. Sit down.
What's the first in the news?
First in the news. Brock Lesnar apparently is going to UFC, like we didn't already know that. Dana White appeared on Fox Sports UFC Tonight on Wednesday, yesterday for us, and was asked about the possibility of Brock Lesnar potentially returning to UFC. His answer,
yes.
Yeah, Brock Lesnar's coming back. I don't know when, but yes, he is. I mean, this is not a huge surprise, considering we've been hearing for months that Lesnar is maybe tired of wrestling. At least just wants to go back to fighting because, apparently he enjoys fighting. B, he has to work less.
Yeah.
I
can appreciate that.
No, I can too.
Yeah.
Ariel Helwani of MMAfighting.com responded to White's announcement by posting the following on Twitter. Quote, according to multiple sources, this isn't promoter talk from White. UFC is confident Lesnar will be back after his WWE duties are wrapped up on Sunday. A deal is in place. Key now is to finalize it.
You know what they really need to do if they want to make tons of money? Because UFC is on the decline.
Yeah.
You know, I think they cleared somewhere in like the $10,000 to $15,000 range last year. That was their net profit. They only made about $10,000 to $15,000. Wow. It's not good for them.
No.
That's totally not true. They made millions and millions.
Well, I was going to say, they're like, that's real
Did
bad.
You believe me for a second?
I mean, I have no idea what UFC's finances are like. Because I knew it was a bad year.
You never
year.
Know what their profit margin is. I was always stunned when I saw WWE's profit margin.
Like $40 million.
Like
yeah.
How much, like the vast amount of money they bring in versus what they spend. It's really not that, it's kind of a sliver.
Yeah, it's like $40 million.
Yeah. So anyways, but no, they need to get rid of weight classes.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar versus Conor McGregor. There's all sorts of shenanigans. Yesterday, the day that we're filming this, so you know this comes out on Friday, on Thursday, Conor McGregor learned that he's going to be stripped of his title because he don't fight. And I saw a video of him trying to throw a guardrail at a bus. I don't really have much of a comment. Dana White said something about an arrest warrant. The NYPD only said that they're investigating the incident. This is Friday, so by now there might be all sorts of news. I don't care. This is not a UFC podcast. I could care less. I could not care less about Conor McGregor, Dana White. And if Brock Lesnar leaves, I'll stand up and say, na 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 na, na 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 na, go away, go away.
Goodbye, Brock.
I am totally fine with this.
Oh, heck yes.
I mean, I there is not overwhelming evidence at this point. I believe, like, so it's not like the ratings go up drastically when he shows up anymore.
Yeah. It might have been the case back in 2012 when he first
right,
came back,
yeah.
Or after he beat Undertaker when he started his domination
right.
of WWE, essentially.
But his shtick has become so tiresome.
He even seems bored.
He does. Like, last year's little feud with Goldberg was fun because Goldberg was there and Brock seemed to understand that that was a money situation.
Yeah.
But as a fan of the WWE's product, as a person who follows it, not just because it's our job, but because I legitimately enjoy the product.
Yeah.
I get so bored when he shows up. And, you know, that Universal title, I would like to see that play into stories a lot more than it does now because of the Brock Lesnar thing where he just sort of shows up and whatever happens. Exactly. So and on top of that, here's the thing also on top of that. If Brock Lesnar fights in the UFC, I'll totally pitch in for a pay-per-view.
All right.
We'll go to Hilton's house and we'll
You won't order it yourself though. Oh, you can't. You don't have cable, do you?
I might be able to through internet, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, you can
how
do it
works.
Through the UFC's Fight Pass.
I should just watch it on Periscope. Sometimes people point their cameras at the TV.
I'm aware of that.
But no, I enjoy watching Brock try to beat men. You know, he's an older guy.
Yeah, he's 40 and he's going to be pushing 41 by the time he's finished serving his suspension.
And the UFC is, you know, that's real fighting. And so if you're going to be up there in age, you got to be damn good to be taking on these young studs out there. Yep. And so I would love to see a Brock Lesnar fight again. I think it's fascinating. Yeah. I watched the last one where he fought Mark Hunt. And so let's go back to UFC. Win-win for everybody as far as I'm concerned.
Although let's read what Meltzer had to say in the situation, because I think it's fine to be cautiously optimistic that Lesnar's done WWE. However, last time his contract was up, he used a return to UFC as a negotiating ploy. That's what Meltzer had to say. Quote, as of press time, the feeling is that Lesnar is finishing up this week until the decision is final. I don't consider anything in a situation with Lesnar done, no matter how many times you get told he's really going to UFC.
It was the exact same way last time.
The ink is dry on that UFC contract. I'm not going to fully believe that he's gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
If he's using this as a leverage play, I mean, I feel like this is more than he did last time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember last time taking a picture with Dana White.
Yeah.
Pretty much everybody in his camp, pretty much Heyman, alluding to the fact that he was on the way out, and then Dana White just saying so boldly on the eve of WrestleMania, yep, Lesnar's coming back.
Well, the funny thing is, there was like, I think it was on Yahoo, or yeah, I think it was on Yahoo, there was like a splash thing that said, you know, UFC head or president might have spoiled WrestleMania match. He's not spoiling anything. We know that Brock Lesnar's losing.
Yeah, we know Roman Reigns is winning. The only thing now is whether Lesnar's going to try.
I know, exactly.
Is he going to phone it in?
Yeah.
Or is he going to, you know, unlike last time when he left at WrestleMania 20, where he obviously phoned it in, is he going to actually put forth some effort to help get Roman Reigns over on his way out?
Right. So, I don't know. I mean,
that's like the worst possible situation for Mania, is not only Reigns winning to a mixed reaction, but Reigns winning in an awful match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's got to be a nightmare situation for WWE.
Yeah.
And maybe because of all this, if they're sure that Lesnar's not going to stay, maybe it's not the main event.
I know. You know, that's kind of the only thing. I don't know if the speculation that they want Roman to main event X number of Manias in a row to break whoever's record has that right now. I don't even know if anybody has that record.
Yeah, who would, maybe Cena? I don't know.
Cena or Hogan.
Yeah, oh yeah, Hogan, yeah.
You know, Hogan is probably
84, 85, 86. But then he didn't main event WrestleMania 4.
Right.
He was involved, but he didn't have a match.
Yeah. So I don't know. No, I don't know. This is kind of reminiscent of last time. And then he was like, oh, no, I'm signing. There are some different things. Like he did, you know, before John Jones got his suspension, got busted for whatever he got busted for. You know, we all knew that, hey, Brock Lesnar wanted that super fight with John Jones. And so there does seem to be some legitimacy to the, you know, to Heyman saying and Dana White saying that he wants to fight in the UFC.
Yeah,
I believe that because of what happened last time when Lesnar got busted for drugs, that it didn't look good for the WWE.
No, and I understand why they would not let him fight again.
And I completely understand that. And so Brock Lesnar is going to do what Brock Lesnar wants to do. It does appear that the man wants to fight for reals. And so it wouldn't surprise me this time if this was the case.
Yeah, same
because
here.
If he signs another three-year deal or a two-year deal, I guess a three-year deal, if he signs that
takes him out of
UFC career,
MMA for good.
Gotta be done.
Yeah.
Unless he's going to go to like Bellator or something like that. Or I think even Bellator is more legit these days than they were before.
Yeah.
He'd have to go to Elite XC.
That's not around anymore, man.
Well, then it would be done. He's going to be backyard fighting, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't know. Hey, Brock, no hard feelings, but we're kind of over that.
Yeah, I now. I'm not the least bit sad about the prospect of him leaving WWE.
I mean, there's so many other, man, come on, give me a break. Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
Seth Rollins.
I mean, and if WWE signs Bobby Lashley.
Finn Balor. I want to see
Bobby
so
Lashley
many other people.
Bobby Lashley comes back.
Oh, yeah.
Have him show up on the Raw after Mania.
Here's the thing about Bobby Lashley, his last-ish run in Impact I was watching with the whole, like...
Oh, America Top Team, whatever it is?
Yeah, and, like, he was faced with, you know, his American Top Team people saying, you know, he wants to leave for MMA, and Lashley was, like, still on the fence, and it was really good work.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good work, mm-hmm. And if he brings that same enthusiasm back to the WWE...
It'd be great.
Oh, man, I'd be all about it.
Oh, heck yes,
I'd be all about it. Bobby Lashley's fantastic.
He is.
And he's legit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, look, I do feel like there's never going to be another Brock Lesnar type guy. He is a singular individual, but the time is done, man. We're good.
Yeah. Let's do some WrestleMania rumor roundup, Steve.
Okay.
Again, we're on the eve of WrestleMania. Not exactly. We're 2 days away, but nonetheless, a lot of rumors still flying around.
Of course, yeah.
All over the place.
Whoa, there's another one. Another one just went by.
Surprises at Mania.
Surprise.
A lot of things we don't know. One of them, is John Cena actually going to wrestle The Undertaker? Yes. PW Insider tried to answer that question, at least in part, recently when they offered up an update on the proposed Cena versus Undertaker match at Mania, saying, quote, "The feeling and understanding is that Undertaker will be at WrestleMania on Sunday. There has been no official confirmation, but people I have spoken with believe Taker will be there. It's expected that there will be some kind of interaction between him and Cena at the event. If they decide to do a match, we will get that, but it's also very possible the two men will simply face off in a non-official capacity."
No.
And then PW Insider concludes, "He, Undertaker, is scheduled to be there, and no one I spoke to in WWE believes that they would have had Cena do the promos that he has if there wasn't going to be a payoff."
They're not going to stand there and look at each other. They're going to fight. He's been working out. He had that hip replacement surgery.
I don't know if he had the hip replacement, though.
He's feeling like a million bucks.
I don't know if that was ever confirmed. I know he had some sort of procedure, I thought, preceding Mania last year, just so he can kind of get through that match.
Oh, yeah. Nah,
but when he showed up at Raw 25, he still looked like he was limping.
Yeah, man. He's going to fight.
It could be this. Huh. It could not be a match. It could be a face-to-face confrontation with a brawl.
Mm-hmm.
But not a match.
Yeah. That's a total possibility. We're going to see some physical simulated violence between the two
potential,
of them.
Yeah, potentially,
yes. I don't think... I would really doubt they're going to just stare at each other.
What do you think would be a situation? And I thought of this morning while I was walking my dog. The Undertaker comes out. Cena hops the barrier to get in the ring, thinking there's a fight. And Taker just takes the stick and it says, "John, I would like to do this, but..." And just like give a retirement speech, essentially. Just save it for the platform of Mania.
That would be terrible, man. That'd be awful. What would he be wearing? What would he be wearing?
Like normal stuff.
Yeah.
Like a WrestleMania 34 hoodie.
Like, can he be wearing like a fanny pack?
Yeah, absolutely.
WrestleMania. And like his shirt, the hoodie is tucked in.
Yeah, and he's got a beanie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he didn't want to dye his hair.
Yeah, right. No, I like all that. I don't like all that.
You can come in on the motorcycle. Kid Rock can still perform American Badass.
Well, I do hope that it's grizzled Mark Calloway. It's just grizzly, you know, Undertaker guy instead of Powers of the Darkness guy. I think that'd be great. I think people would pop for that. People would like the real of it. But no, I don't want no retirement speech, man. I want the grizzly old bastard to... No, the brawl is the perfect idea. Have it, you know, just don't do moves.
Just have a brawl.
Not
really a match, just brawl.
Exactly.
And then next year, if I guess my concern, or I'm curious if like...
I would like it, dude, if Cena jumps the barrier, him to get tackled by security.
Oh, yeah.
If you're coming as a fan, you can't
do that.
You can't jump the barrier.
Cena.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder, and this is speculation, like he was training for a return.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his training wasn't going well. I mean, last year the match wasn't good between him and Reigns, but I don't know if... Undertaker feels like, all right, I don't feel like physically I'm capable of performing to the level I want to.
Yeah.
Then I'm not going to do it. Maybe I'll spend a whole year training and see if next year I can do it. I don't know.
Yeah. So to piggyback on that, Wrestling Observer had, you know, of course, Dave Meltzer's word on this. And from his standpoint, he says, "The last word we got, which was on April 3rd, is that from Vince's standpoint, the belief is that the audience knows Taker's going to show up. And this is the story that brings him back to, quote, kick Cena's ass." He says, "If that means a match or just a confrontation to build to a match next year is hard to say. Past that, it was always scheduled as a match dating back several months." It could be. Oh, cool. AJ Styles just emailed me.
Oh.
He said, "The dream match is finally here."
I wonder if I got that email, too.
No, it's to me. It's to my email address.
Oh, darn.
Steve here.
Sometimes when
69420 at
email you, they also email me.
Steve here, 69420@AOL.com. That's my email address. AJ Styles emailed me. You didn't get it. That's awesome.
No, it's not awesome. It bums me out.
Well, he's my friend. What do you want? Yeah, I've been talking to him about replacing you on the show. Spoiler alert.
I mean, if it's AJ Styles replacing me, I really can't complain.
You should
about
be good
it.
With that.
I can't complain.
Anyways,
about
another thing that Wrestling Observer mentioned, I don't have the direct quote here, but he said, or he was saying that, you know, there isn't the feeling that Taker being at Raw for the build was going to entice more subscribers.
It was the possibility of him him being there or not being there that would entice.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So I like the idea of a brawl. I mean, to be honest with you, like a ref showing up for the match seems kind of weird. So I think a brawl.
And then maybe a push for next year.
Yeah. Maybe good. Maybe that'll be his retirement match. Yeah. Because like a brawl, there doesn't have to be a winner or a loser.
No.
It's just two guys beating each other up.
Yeah.
And then who would come out? How would the brawl end?
Well, they had to be separated by the locker room. The locker room would come out, separate everybody.
Or Taker just like, you know, nail Cena in a, you know.
He puts him in the Gates of Hell.
Gates of Hell.
Is that what it's called?
Hell's Gate.
And Cena passes out.
Leaves him in a pool of blood or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then Taker like gets on his motorcycle and drives away.
And then Kid Rock has to come back out and sing American Badass.
Exactly. I want to run in by Fred Durst.
I don't think he's going to be there. What if you have American Badass and Roland playing at the same time?
Fred Durst needs to feel like he needs to be thinking, what? Like, why am I not in the Hall of Fame?
I think they said on Kid Rock's video package for his induction on Raw, Kid Rock has performed on WWE television or products more than anybody else.
Oh, okay. Well, that's why.
Yeah.
How cool would it be if Fred Durst inducted him?
That would be interesting. I guess the rumor going around is that Stone Cold might do it. I don't know if Stone Cold's a Kid Rock fan or not.
Well, if he's going to induct him, I'm assuming he is.
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know.
Who was saying? Oh, it was Mike Kanellis. He wanted to do it.
Who?
Mike Kanellis.
Number one, I love that you're calling him by his kayfabe name.
Well, in the WWE Universe, he is Mike Kanellis.
He is.
Mike Bennett.
Number two, he's a brand new father. That really probably does. I mean, if he's that much of a Kid Rock fan. Okay, so who's like your favorite musician guy?
Individual or just artist?
Artist.
Let's say Radiohead.
Okay. If they said, hey, Larson.
Yeah.
Would you like to induct Radiohead into the Hall of Fame? But here's the thing. Your third child will be popping out around the same time. Like two weeks before.
Well, I guess I'd have to go with the child, yeah.
But two weeks?
Oh, 2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks. Not either or. It's you have the kid. It's 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. I'd consider it.
Right. Okay. So I guess Mike Bennett will probably do it.
Yeah.
If they want him.
Yeah.
I think Kid Rock would probably be like, who?
Probably.
He's like, hey, look, man, I just want to be on TV.
Yeah, no.
I signed. It was kind of a big deal. I want to be on TV.
Yeah, their debut was a big deal.
That was kind of just it, though.
Yeah, no. It's a bummer.
Yeah.
Another rumor going around about Mania is The Rock was going
to
be there.
I was like, man, we just had an opportunity to do another role play.
And we didn't do it.
I don't know if my voice can handle that right now. I don't know if my voice can handle it right now. John, I'll be honest with you. I'm feeling a little bit under the weather right now.
Well, Mark, you sound like it.
My voice is giving away.
How about this?
What?
We could do a tease for a match this year.
Right.
But then actually, hopefully, if our schedules work out, do the match next year.
Man, do you know how old I'm going to be next year?
I understand.
I want out, man. Yeah, I can't do it. Can't do it. Next. No Rock at Mania.
Maybe. Rock's so we talked about on Monday, I believe, on our news live stream, that The Rock was supposed to be involved in some sort of musical performance with Elias at Mania. That was his segment. However, Sports Illustrated saying that's not going to happen.
Hold on a second. Sports Illustrated.
We're just reporting what people are saying, man. This is what Justin Barrasso had to say about it.
Oh, no.
Sports Illustrated can confirm that one of the original ideas discussed for WrestleMania was a musical segment with Elias that would have included Jeff Jarrett and a few others, with The Rock and his rock concert concept as the centerpiece of the segment.
Is Honky Tonk Man still on good terms?
I don't know.
Sometimes I feel like he's done a lot of like rude shoot interviews about them, but then every time like they do a nostalgia thing, he's there.
Yeah.
It's been a little while.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, this continues. WWE was not able to get a firm commitment from The Rock, so that segment was scrapped. Unless there are renewed discussions, The Rock is not planned to be a part of WrestleMania. And potentially one of the reasons that The Rock won't be able to make it is because he's going to be in China on Friday.
Mm.
Today, the day the show goes up. During an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live recently, The Rock said, yeah, this Friday I have to go to Shanghai. I have to go to Shanghai and then I have to go to London for Rampage. I don't know if that's back-to-back.
Yeah.
Or what? He was actually talking about he's got a child on the way that's due towards the end of this month, I believe.
Yeah.
And so they were discussing his schedule.
Yeah.
But at least Friday, he's going to be in China.
Yeah.
It's entirely possible for him to fly to China, from China Saturday morning to make it to New Orleans for Sunday. But who knows? Anyways, continue.
There was also some on Jimmy Kimmel because, you know, Blockers, the Cena movie, is opening like the weekend after or before whatever Rock's next movie is. Is that Rampage? Probably Rampage. And so I guess
I think
Rock...
Blockers is opening this weekend and then Rampage is next weekend.
Okay. So The Rock had some words for Cena on Kimmel, said that they were rivals and other friends, but that if Cena said anything out of line the next night on Kimmel, where Cena was, that he would punch his teeth down his throat so that he had to use stick a toothbrush up his butt in order to wash them. So,
to brush
his teeth. And then Cena responded with a hilarious promo the next night on Kimmel. It was really good. Those guys are going to be in like a Fast and the Furious movie
together. Hope so. I think Cena said that. He wants to be in a Fast and the Furious movie with The Rock.
I was thinking that when he was on there. I was like, oh my God, can we please get that? How amazing.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
How amazing would that be? Man.
Just give them a buddy comedy.
Dude, right? It's perfect.
I know.
It's absolutely perfect. Anyways.
So, I mean, I was not exactly high on the idea.
Oh, I loved it. That was great.
The Rock probably giving Elias a rock bottom at WrestleMania.
Not huge on this Jeff Jarrett business.
Oh, I thought you'd be all about that.
Oh, man. My name is Jeff Jarrett.
But I at least hope that Elias still gets to do his musical performance at Mania, if not host the whole show.
Double T.
What do you think if Jeff Jarrett becomes GM of SmackDown? How would you feel about
that? No. Welcome to SmackDown Live. SmackDown space LIVE.
Ain't I great?
No. I don't want that. Nobody wants that.
I'm sure Jeff Jarrett would probably be okay with that.
I'm sure he would love that. But no.
Did you ever see Spring Breakers?
No, I didn't.
He's actually he's got a small role in it. And he's really good.
Okay, well, I don't want to deny a person his job. Okay, fine. If they want him, then fine. I'll be
as
fine
long as he's
it.
Not over the top. Double J Jeff Jarrett, it might be all right, because he was actually really good in Spring Breakers.
Well, I mean, can we get somebody else from Spring Breakers like James Franco? Is James Franco on the outs? There was like allegations.
Yeah, you know, I think he might kind of be.
He might be on the outs.
Maybe.
Who else was in Spring Breakers?
Selena Gomez.
Oh, I'd like her as the SmackDown GM. That'd be good. She'd bring eyeballs to the program. I'm not sure how much she knows about wrestling.
I don't know either.
So yeah, Jeff Jarrett. It'd be so. Is it like then Road Dogg? Would he still be Roadie? The Roadie.
It'd just be funny. It's like the creative head of SmackDown. Would be like his number one, his right hand man.
Yeah, I don't like it. Like the first week it'd be novel, and then the second week I'd be like, oh my god, do we really? I don't know, man. I'd say, is there anything else we can watch that isn't SmackDown?
Maybe he would just be a facilitator of storyline. He wouldn't be like a huge part of the show.
I don't want him on camera. Can we find a non on camera role for him? Did he do good stuff? Did he do good creative in TNA at all?
I don't know. You were watching TNA, weren't you?
Got over guys like AJ Styles, so maybe he can help out Road Dogg. Maybe Jeff Jarrett knows something about video production.
That could be. There you go.
Spruce up their video production stuff.
Because the video production stuff on SmackDown is not very good right now.
He's like, hey, I have a guy I know. He's a good guy. His name is Jeremy Borash. Like, he's already here.
He's here. He's in Orlando.
All right, Jeff.
Working for NXT.
Anyways, Elias. Yeah, man.
He's got to do something.
Are they just going to stick him in the Battle Royal?
Maybe. Yeah, he'd be a good shot of winning it if he were in it. One more story from Mania. This is about Rusev. Rusev Mania.
Rusev Mania.
Mike Johnson of PW Insider, and these quotes, his quotes are courtesy of Ringside News, mentioned another possible reason why Rusev was added to the U.S. title match. We talked about it, I think, previously. That I think it was Meltzer said that he was added to the match because his merch sales were doing really good. We'd heard that Rusev Day shirts, top of the sales charts. They've at least done one, if not two, printings of the Rusev Day calendar.
I would think that would pass the sniff test, right?
Well,
that would seem
legitimate.
Legitimate.
Yeah.
That would seem logical.
But this is what PW Insider had to say, or Mike Johnson. Quote, I know I heard a month or 3 weeks ago that Rusev was pushing for a release because he wasn't happy with how he was being used, but I could not confirm that with a second source. So it's possible it's true, and I feel it's interesting that he was suddenly added to the match at WrestleMania. So maybe it's a combination of him asking for a release, merch sales doing really well. And they said, okay, well, we can't release this guy because his merch sales are too good.
Yeah.
Let's put him in this match, see if this will keep him happy. Let's put this U.S. title on him, see if it'll keep him happy.
Well, yeah, that would be the bigger thing. Put him in a storyline, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I could see it being a combination of things like, hey, guys, look at what I'm doing for your merchandise sales.
Yeah. Reward me.
Why am I not being used better? And they say, okay, well, we'll put you in the match. I don't know. See, I don't know what pushing for a release. I don't know how that would manifest itself.
Yeah, I know. And he doesn't have a ton of leverage, unfortunately, if he's selling a lot of merch.
Like, yeah.
The company's not going to say, you know, look at what he's bringing the company.
Right.
So, yeah, we're cool with releasing you. They're not going to do that if he's selling a ton of merch.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's a bummer that somebody would, if this is true. And Rusev, number one, this popped up a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
When there was rumors that he wanted his release. And then he sort of mocked those rumors mm-hmm. online on Twitter. Mm-hmm. He did the same at the time, I think, he also tweeted out something like about a month ago saying something like, wasn't I asking for my release or something?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Him asking for a release seems to be a recurring theme in the rumor mill.
Yeah. I think it was back after, because he was supposed to be in the Money in the Bank match. You know, that's what the rumors said. He wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
You know, there's several instances where he was supposed to get some sort of push and it never materialized.
Yeah.
And heck, he's the one that kind of started doing the iPhone promos when he's come back from injury.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That kind of all started with Rusev.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. He was calling out Shane McMahon for, mm-hmm. yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that never went anywhere.
No, I know. So I don't know. That's a bummer. I want people to be happy. I want Rusev. He's like one of my favorites. I want him to be happy.
Oh, I know.
They should be using him better.
I want him to be excited to go to work every day.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
So give him an opportunity for that U.S. title. Heck, give him the win. I want to see a happy Rusev day for all in attendance at WrestleMania and all those watching at home.
Like, I don't know what Bobby Roode's merch sales are like, but they need to turn him heel.
Yeah.
Who else in that match? Jinder. I like Jinder. Jinder's not asking for his release anytime soon.
No.
What the heck is he going to do?
Nor is Randy Orton.
And nor is Randy Orton.
If he's going to leave, he's going to retire.
Yeah, exactly.
But he seems pretty comfortable right
about
now.
He seems pretty happy right now. Once you've done as much as he's done, totally fine to be on cruise control. Do I really want to see it on my TV?
It's
probably
all
not.
Gravy from this point out for Randy Orton.
Exactly, yeah.
He makes a handsome living.
It's sort of like Big Show status. Big Show's not going to be asking for his release anytime soon.
When he's done, he'll just retire.
Exactly. Like, he just signed a new, three-year contract or something?
Yeah, multi-year deal, he
said. And he said, oh, that's one thing we can talk about. Big Show. According to Big Show.
He was opening the stock exchange in New York.
That's right.
And he was interviewed. He said, yeah, I just signed a new multi-year deal. All the talk of me retiring. Not going
to
happen.
He said, I'm not retiring for a long time. And he's your pick to be Braun's partner at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So that could be a thing. So
I like Big Show.
Oh, I love Big Show. I think he's great. I mean,
I think if they just ever gave him consistent creative, there wouldn't be all this talk of him about him. People wanting him to retire.
Yeah, I know. It was always the same thing with Mark Henry. It was like, he doesn't need to retire. Just give him something to do.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, you have Big Show constantly flip-flopping from heel face. Why?
And crying over contracts or something.
Yeah, just give him decent creative and he'll get himself over.
Yeah. That being said, I'm not really, I mean, there are certain guys that have been around for so long, it's like, man, they're just kind of taking up spots.
I know, you have to kind of pick and choose spots for,
yeah,
there's guys like him, like Kane,
mm-hmm.
That you just kind of need to pick and choose spots.
They can come around a couple times a year, yeah, and be effective.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I thought Kane's kind of brief feud with Braun Strowman was fine.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
It
definitely didn't hurt Braun's momentum whatsoever.
It was fine. I thought the Brock Kane Braun stuff was whatever. It was fine.
Yeah. I mean, we knew Kane was kind of put into that feud just to take the pin at the Rumble, but nonetheless, it was fine.
It's okay.
Do you want to talk Super Card of Honor for a bit, Steve?
Considering I don't know anything about it besides Cody versus Kenny, yes.
All right,
definitely.
Let's do it.
This is my favorite. My favorite type of predictions is when we don't really know what we're talking about.
Yeah. I'm not even going to bother writing our picks down. So I guess there's two preliminary matches for the Women of Honor Championship Tournament. First, Kelly Klein versus... how do you pronounce that?
Mayu...
Iwatani?
Iwatani.
I'll go with Iwatani.
I don't know what either of these people are.
I don't either.
I'll go with Kelly Klein.
All right. Next, Sumi...
She's winning the entire thing.
Oh, Tennille Dashwood?
Yeah.
Yeah, she is. Tennille Dashwood. moves on. The undercard, Chucky T versus Jonathan Gresham. Do you know who Jonathan Gresham is?
The name does sound familiar. He's 30 years old. He's wrestled. There's no picture of him here on Wikipedia.
Oh, he's 5'4", 161. Chucky T gets the win.
Yeah, Chucky T gets the win. He's part of Chaos, man.
Yeah, man. He's
5'4". Look at, he's so small.
He's Okada's best friend.
Yeah.
Next, the Briscoes, the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Champions, taking on Jay Letho and Hiroshi Tanahashi. Briscoes retain.
Tanahashi, really?
Yeah, I think the Briscoes retain.
Yeah, I think the Briscoes retain. Although they're like in some hot water these days for some, like, I think they grabbed like somebody's like pride or LGBT sign somewhere, and then it kind of reminded people of some like homophobic stuff they had said in the past. Put it this way, it's nothing good.
No, it's not good.
It's not. So yeah, as much as I'd love to see the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championships go to Jay Lethal and Hiroshi Tanahashi, who seem like two amazing people.
Yes.
I imagine the Briscoes are probably going to retain.
I would guess so. I'll be rooting for Jay Lethal.
Yeah, it got to
Hiroshi Tanahashi.
Like, people are all over Twitter saying, yeah, we're going to start boycotting promotions that like hire the Briscoes now. So, I don't know.
Next, a last man standing match for the Ring of Honor World Television Championship. Kenny King, the champion.
Currently the champion.
Versus Silas Young.
So, is this a rematch? Because didn't Silas Young lose it to Kenny King?
I think so.
Can we just start doing Ring of Honor like TV reviews?
Yeah.
I'll pitch this to you because I love doing it on air. It's the one thing that our channel lacks right now. And I think there's enough content to do a weekly New Japan / Ring of Honor review show.
That's just a lot of stuff we have to watch.
No. Here's the thing. We watch what we need to watch.
Oh.
We don't, like, there's no way. Look, here's the thing. There's no way we can watch all the New Japan stuff. I understand that totally. Ring of Honor TV is like an hour.
Yeah.
They do monthly pay-per-views.
Yeah.
Being the Elite is fun to watch, and it's 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But because of Being the Elite, because of, like, the Bullet Club stuff, I kind of feel like it would add something kind of cool to our
channel. Yeah, it could.
And then we could just say, you know, okay, we always find out what are the good matches in New Japan. We just make an effort for one of us to watch, you know, the better matches.
Yeah.
And then we bring weekly updates.
All right.
Something to talk about.
All right. I'm picking Silas Young.
You think he's going to get it back?
Yeah, I feel like Silas Young's a hard man to keep down.
I think you're probably right about that. However, Kenny King has the word king in his name.
Oh, that's a good point.
Which means ruler. You know, winner.
Yeah.
So winner, Kenny King.
Yeah. Next, Tomohiro Ishii versus Punishment Martinez.
So I've heard Punishment Martinez described. I've seen like a couple of his matches.
Yeah.
I've heard him described as the indie version of Baron Corbin.
Yeah.
Therefore, Ishii goes over.
See, I'm going to go with Punishment Martinez.
Because they're in Ring of Honor territory?
Yeah.
Okay, that's probably good. Damn it. I don't. Yeah, I'm going to go with Punishment Martinez also, because that's a good point.
Next, SoCal Uncensored.
Hold on.
What?
The website or the group of wrestlers?
Wrestlers.
Okay.
SoCal Uncensored. I guess Frankie Kazarian is not hurt. Versus Flip Gordon and the Young Bucks for the Ring of Honor 6-Man Tag Team Championships.
If Flip Gordon and the Young Bucks win this, is Flip Gordon all in?
I feel like there's been several matches where that was a stipulation, so I'm going to assume yes. Therefore, I'm picking SoCal Uncensored.
The website or the wrestlers?
The wrestlers. Because that's the running gag, is that Flip Gordon trying to earn a spot on the All-In card, and every time comes up short.
You know more than I do. Very well.
I think SoCal, I know this from Twitter.
SoCal Uncensored it is.
All right, next.
I like that Flip Gordon, though.
Yeah.
Although he might be a flat earther, but that's fine. I actually find that kind of charming, to be honest. These days, I find flat earthers kind of charming. Because, hey, who knows?
Well, I think it's pretty clear that the Earth is a giant sphere in space.
No, listen, man. I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm just saying that it's okay to ask questions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's okay. There was that dude who launched a rocket. He launched himself on a rocket.
Yeah.
To prove that the Earth was flat
the
other day.
How'd that work out for him?
I don't know.
Okay.
He came. Hey, he's alive.
Okay, that's what I meant.
Yeah, he's alive.
So make sure.
I know,
make
isn't
sure
that crazy?
I know.
Hey, how is it a dude who's smart enough to strap himself to a rocket and like zoom up into the sky, which I couldn't do?
No.
Come back down. Well, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I could
I don't know
board
if I could even build a rocket.
No, I definitely couldn't.
Yeah.
You'd be an engineer to do that.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to fix my car.
How is it you can be an engineer, boost yourself up in a rocket, come down safely, but not understand that the Earth is round, is a sphere?
I don't know.
Some of those concept drawings of flat Earth are so imaginative.
Oh, I know.
They're so great. I'm like, I really wish this is how the Earth worked. It'd be really cool. Flat Earth. I do find, here's the thing, dude. Things in this country and across the world are so kind of heavy these days.
Oh, I know.
They're so heavy. So if people are running around saying the Earth is flat, as long as my kid doesn't believe it, then what do I care?
Oh, I know.
You know?
I know.
Good for them.
Next, Hangman Page versus Kota Ibushi. Kota's winning this.
This might be a really good match.
I think it will be, but I think Kota's picking up the W here.
Okay, if he loses, it's obviously going to be because there's some Bullet Club shenanigans.
Yeah.
I might say Hangman Page is probably going to be playing heel here. What's going on?
Let's see how much time we got.
How much time do we have?
We're fine.
Okay. I'll go with Hangman Page.
All right.
He got a U.S. title shot.
No, I know.
And he lost.
Yeah,
he didn't win.
Oh, we both said Tennille Dashwood's going to win the Women of Honor Championship. Next, for the Ring of Honor World Championship, Dalton Castle versus Marty Scurll.
Dalton Castle, of course.
How interesting would it be, though, if Marty Scurll were to win this match and just ratchet up the tensions within Bullet Club? How would Cody feel if Marty Scurll held the Ring of Honor title, the belt he lost to Dalton Castle?
I feel like it's overwriting.
No, it's not.
It's too much. Too much drama.
No, it's not.
You got to dial down on the drama.
I'm picking Marty Scurll. So I said 2 years ago he was going to be Ring of Honor champion.
This is a lock that Dalton Castle's going to
win. Yeah, probably. I'm still picking Marty Scurll.
All right, good job.
Finally, your main event, Cody versus Kenny Omega.
Oh, right.
I'm saying Cody wins.
Yeah, I'm actually leaning towards Cody.
Due to Bullet Club shenanigans. Or this is what I imagine.
Oh, yeah, he's not going to win clean, yeah.
No, this is what I imagine maybe. There's a situation where, like, the Young Bucks and Hangman Page and Marty Scurll are all in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, everybody else leaves. No one helps anybody.
Yeah.
Except Hangman Page sticks around and aligns himself with Cody, you know, which you already know is the case. Mm-hmm. And somehow Page helps Cody win.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah, I'd like that. I love all this Bullet Club stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think that they're doing such a fantastic job.
I feel like
it.
Cody needs to win this first match, and then the blow-off match, Kenny's going to win.
Which match? All In. Are they going to have a match on the boat?
No, I don't think so. I think All In's going to be their blow-off.
Yeah, I think you're probably right about that.
And then CM Punk will be Barry the Drug-Free Bear and help Kenny beat Cody.
It could be. I'm glad that we're going to be at All In.
I know.
Because we're going to get to see that.
I'm excited.
We have to figure out how to get front row.
Well, we just have to buy them right when they go on sale.
When is that going to happen?
Sometime in May.
Soon? Nice.
All right. There's our predictions for Ring of Honor, Supercard of Honor. We have not been watching the product.
No, but we're going to start. We're moving in our office very soon. How many minutes are we on right now?
Like 42.
We're at 42. We'll answer some questions. I put a thread out for questions.
Yeah, let's answer some questions.
All right. Man, look at all these. I opened my email, and it was like,
that's awesome. Thank you, everybody. Man.
Huge sale.
Massive.
Oh, man. I need to get this Killer Elite Squad shirt. Look at that. Just a big skull.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. How come AJ Styles hasn't emailed me yet?
Oh, you're worried about that.
I'm really upset about it.
All right. Let's see here. We need questions. There we go.
Yes.
All right. Good one. Oh, Mikey Omega. Oh, by the way, Mikey Omega, the Friendoverse closed Facebook group.
Yes.
You can ask to get in. Here's the problem. If you're a jerk, if you're in and you act like a jerk, you're going to get booted out. He's already booted people out, but the membership is over 1,000 strong, and he created a beautiful...
Oh, it's magnificent.
A beautiful.
Magnificent.
Friendoverse cardboard belt.
Oh, it's fantastic.
A championship title. 50 friendos are going to compete in WrestleMania predictions. I don't know how to. I told him, because I kind of lurk in the group. He said, hey, do you want in on this? I said no, so that my spot could go to a friendo.
Yes.
Right? Whoever wins, we're going to give him a shout out.
Very benevolent of you, Steve.
On the show. Well,
yes, we will.
I'm a good person. I'm going to heaven. I know that. On like when I die and then I ascend above flat earth. Oh, look, I'm just saying there's questions that need to be
over the edge.
Or over the edge. Exactly. Why flat earthers out there, explain to me why is it there nobody's ever fallen off the edge of the earth, please. Please do that. Because
wasn't there a saying, just fell off the face of the earth? Right. Where do you think that came from?
Exactly, yeah. Science. Mike Omega has a question. Power rank your top five current entrance themes across all promotions. I know what you're going to say at number one.
Oh, it's Minoru Suzuki.
Yeah.
Then, now, forever, greatest wrestling theme.
Okay.
Aleister Black.
Oh, that's a great one.
This is great.
That's great.
Nakamura is great.
Oh, you know who I really like? You know whose theme I really like is Lars Sullivan's.
Oh, no.
Really?
Does nothing for me.
Oh, I love it because it's kind of Metallica-ish.
Yeah.
And then it's got that little piano little bridge to it. Thing. Yeah. No, oh, I
like
love it.
I don't like it.
Crazy.
I really like Evil's theme. I think it's really good.
I have no idea what it is.
Okay. You should pay attention then. Hiroshi Tanahashi's air guitar to it.
I like Naito's. Naito's is good.
Kenny's old theme was good.
I mean, honestly, my number one is Undisputed Era at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because air guitar. Again, air guitar. But only with... You don't strum the hand. You just strum
you
the body.
Hips. You use your hips your to hips. Strum.
It's in the hips.
Yep. Next question.
Let's see here. You know what's funny is who's getting called up after Mania is our new How Did You Meet?
Yeah, I know.
We get that question all
Authors
the time.
Authors of Pain.
Authors of Pain. That's the lock right there.
And probably Drew McIntyre.
Oh, wow. This is a great question. This is something for like Matt Chat, but we'll do it here. Vandal Jim. What was more underwhelming? And he gives pictures too. If you put pictures in your questions, chances are
it's going to capture our eyes, yes.
What was more underwhelming? Bret Hart's WCW run or Goldberg's initial WWE run? I'm going to say Bret Hart's WCW run because he came in with Lou's face. That dude showed up with Lou's face. Whereas Goldberg was kind of hot coming in, and he won the World Heavyweight Championship off Triple H, and then it just sort of fizzled.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Goldberg because he was actually only around for a year.
Yeah.
Whereas Bret lasted a couple. He lasted till 2000? He was there for about 3 years.
He had
some great matches and some decent feuds. If not for Goldberg kicking him in the head, he probably would have stuck around there until the company folded.
Good point.
So I'll go with Goldberg.
Adam at Howard AK88. Could Daniel Bryan's return sway one way or the other a Punk return possibly happening? I don't think that would play into Punk's. Not that I'm in the mind of CM Punk, of Phil Brooks, but I don't think that it would be difficult for me to see.
It would be interesting, though, if the inverse, like Daniel Bryan got the main event WrestleMania 30 in some part because Punk left.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be interesting if the inverse happened. Daniel Bryan returns, Punk sees how well, potentially, he is treated and thinks, maybe there's a chance for me to get my Mania main event.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
I don't expect it. But
here's the thing, Punk.
An interesting symmetry to the story.
I think that Punk could absolutely get a Mania main event at this point if he wanted one. I just think that he would see it and probably correctly as being vastly hypocritical.
Oh, yeah.
And so I don't think he would do that on. But he seems to be having fun. He was on some live Simpsons podcast show the other day. He looked like he was having fun.
He could get his WrestleMania main event against Triple H.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he's doing that on our show. He did that.
Jeez Louise.
Ah, you're throwing up now. Let's see here. Oh, wow. Cameron Michko. Pick a wrestler to hang out with for one day, 1 week, 1 month, a year, and 5 years.
A wrestler to hang out for a day, a week?
So one day. A wrestler you can hang out with, and you get one day with them. Like one day and you're good.
Yeah, I know. So I'm thinking too.
Like a day with Minoru Suzuki would be cool, but I wouldn't want a week.
Well, I could do a week.
You could do a week.
Yeah, I think a week with Suzuki would be fascinating.
Oh, I don't know, man. I think a day is probably good.
A day would be like Mojo.
Oh, that's a good point. Okay, that's a good point.
A day with Mojo, a week with Suzuki, a month, a year, and 5 years.
Yeah,
5 years would be Braun.
You want to hang out with Braun for 5 years?
Heck yes, man.
You know he shoots a lot of guns.
Oh, never mind then.
Yeah. I would say a day with Braun because I'm down to go to the shooting range, not doing any hunting.
I'll say, here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say a day with Mojo, a week with Braun because he's on the road 5 days of that week. So really, you're only hanging out for 2 days.
Well, no, then you're on. You're just that's not no, no, no. You're on the road with him for those 5 days.
Okay, those 5 days, he's probably not shooting anything. So it's down to just 2 days, and if I don't want to shoot anything with him, I can just say, hey, man, I got something else going on.
Like one day with Braun.
A month with Minoru Suzuki.
Oh, this is just chock full of wrong answers right now.
Why?
This is bad.
No, this is great. A year with Okada.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Especially if it's like this last year.
Yeah, 2017 with Okada.
And then 5 years?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 5 years with Adam Cole. He seems like a good guy.
Oh, my God. I would say 5 years with Charlotte.
Oh, okay.
Because you'd get to, number one, she seems charming as freaking heck. Yeah. All like the little videos on her Instagram and the Mixed Match Channel and stuff. And on top of that, you get to probably see a lot of Ric Flair. So you'd get to get all sorts of great stories. You probably see Uncle Arn Anderson quite a bit.
Yeah.
Everybody seems like Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
You get to hang out with the Four Horsewomen. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
So Charlotte is my 5 years. 1 year would be Okada. We'll match on that one.
1 month.
1 month would be with... 1 month would be I'll say 1 day with Matt Riddle.
Oh, that's a good answer.
1 day with Matt Riddle because I think it'd be fun. 1 week with, you know what I do? Let's see here. 1 week.
I'm gonna go back to 1 week with Suzuki.
I'll do
1 month with...
1 month with Paige.
Okay.
Because at some point, like, but I'd want it to be a month where she goes home.
So you can go back.
So I can go to England. Right. And then I need a week, 1 week with...
I think a month hanging out with Asuka would be fun.
And then I do 1 week with Xavier Woods.
Oh, that's good.
So that I can get on Up, Up, Down, Down and promote our channel.
There you go.
So that's business.
All right.
Yeah.
You no sold a month with Asuka. I think that'd be fun.
A month with Asuka?
Yeah, because she seems to live life with such exuberance.
Okay, here's the thing.
And it seemed like that'd be infectious. And if I was feeling down for any reason,
yeah,
like she'd be like, no, things are good.
Yeah. There's probably a bit of a language barrier, which would get a little bit in the way.
Oh, I mean, maybe she can help me speak Japanese. I'd be cool with that.
Probably not.
I like that a lot.
You're too old to learn new things.
That's not true at all.
You're way too old to learn new things.
Not true at all.
You can't learn new things, man.
I can and I will. I'm going to learn Japanese just to prove you wrong.
I hope that'd be cool. Can we make a bet that that's not going to happen?
I mean, that's a safe bet.
Yeah.
I'm a busy person, but if I got to hang out with Asuka for a month, I can.
It's not contingent on you hanging out with Asuka for a month. That's
no, I know, but this happen. Is the premise of the question, so I'm answering the question, Steve. Mm-hmm. If I could hang out with Asuka for a month, then I'm going to pick up some Japanese. I'm not saying I'm going to be fluent, maybe not even conversational. But at least I can speak a bit of the language.
Thomas Speller, name one series you would want to steal from another wrestling YouTube channel. Is there anything I want to steal from Brian Zane? He's got all those really great like short form like informational videos about crazy stuff in wrestling.
Yeah.
So I would just steal his core program.
I would steal Kayfabe Kitchen from him.
Oh, there you go.
He does reviews of like their CDs and stuff too.
Mm-hmm. What? I couldn't possibly answer this. The same.
What?
I'm sorry. It was Thomas Speller, same guy who just asked us that question. He says, "Name one WWE YouTuber you don't want to collaborate with." I would never put anybody on blast, man. One of those like crazy gun people. WWE YouTuber. I don't think there are any crazy gun WWE YouTubers that I know of. Today we're going to talk about AR-15s and how to book Braun Strowman. Weird combination there.
Yes.
Whoever you are. Let's see. I wouldn't know that one. Oh, this is great. What is this?
Why is there a Nike fanny pack there?
I don't know, but hey, he put a question. He put like an animated GIF here.
Read the question, please.
Oh, it's Wayne Maker. I like
Wayne Maker. Oh, yeah, Wayne Maker.
Yeah, he's great. As the result of Reigns versus Lesnar, is, he says nailed on. I think that means is set.
Set in stone, yes.
They need to book a swerve for yet another underwhelming main event match between these two. Please book the best swerve each. He said, then put it up as a Twitter poll. I'm not going to do that.
The best swerve would be Heyman betraying Lesnar and aligning himself with Roman Reigns.
That'd be good. I'm going to say, a lot of people have been saying this, I'm going to say the best swerve would be Carmella cashing in on the Universal title, becoming
Universal
champion.
All right, that's good, yeah. Too. Pinning who? Lesnar or Reigns?
No, it'd be... Oh, you can't do that. She would do this. Never been done before. She cashes in, changing the match stipulations to triple threat because she's in it.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Title changes hands even on a countout.
Oh.
She rides and is no DQ. She rides down on a motorcycle.
Runs them over.
Runs them over on the outside of the ring. Gets in 10 count.
All right.
She wins.
Yeah.
I like my question or my answer.
All right.
PK Smith, any chance we'll see War Machine's debut Saturday night at TakeOver?
I don't think Saturday night, no, but the next round of tapings, I would be surprised they didn't show up.
Yeah, that'd be weird if they didn't. Oh, great question. B-Mobile, in your ideal WrestleMania, how many matches on the card would include part-timers?
One. Like, if I had my druthers this year, it'd be, for example, Cena versus Undertaker. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
That's it, yeah. Yeah, I'd say one is a good answer.
Let's do a couple more questions, Steve.
Okay. All right, well, here, let's do this. Here are the questions.
Where are you going? Oh, you're going to start taking down the set.
We have too many things to do for us not to be.
Charlie Mercury, with CM Punk returning to UFC 225, how do you see the fight going? Does Punk have a chance to beat Mike Jackson? No.
No, of course not. Don't step there.
Look,
the Joker. The Joker's under there.
Oh, I know. There's a Red Dead Redemption poster under there, too. John Adams, Power Rank WrestleMania main events. What's your favorite WrestleMania main event?
Bam made this.
Oh, I know. It's great. What's your favorite WrestleMania main event?
End of... Shit.
That wasn't the main event, man. Daniel Bryan winning.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
I'll say that. You can have this.
Oh, thank you. My Okada dollar. Hova, if you had to recast Infinity Wars with wrestlers from all promotions, who would you assemble and who would be Thanos?
Thanos?
Lars Sullivan would be Thanos.
Oh, that's a great answer.
Captain America would be John Cena.
Of course. Who would Spider-Man be? Mustafa Ali.
That's good.
Iron Man.
Seth Rollins.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
No, Bobby Roode.
Did you see Kofi in the
NXT Bobby Roode?
Did you see Kofi in the Black Panther?
Yeah.
Kofi is Black Panther.
That's good. Who's Vision?
Aleister Black.
Okay, good. Who is Hawkeye?
Hawkeye's not even in Infinity War.
Wait, really?
I don't think so. He was on the poster.
That's lame.
Look at this. It's Power Lunch.
Oh, yeah. I remember Power Lunch. Who else is in the Avengers? Who am I forgetting? Hulk. Who's Hulk? Braun. Or Lesnar.
What about Scarlet? What's her name?
Oh, Scarlet Witch. Scarlet Witch. We need Black Widow too.
Black Widow.
Black Widow would be Becky Lynch. And then Scarlet Witch could be.
Festus.
Yeah. Who could Scarlet Witch be?
Scarlet Witch will be Becky Lynch because she has red hair.
Yeah, but Black Widow had. Red hair.
Well, Black Widow's had like.
Various colors. Various hair, colors. I know,
so
yeah.
Black Widow would be
Sonya Deville.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, that's a good one. That's good.
What about Falcon in the Avengers?
I don't know. I didn't see him in any of the promos.
Well, let's cast Falcon.
Who can fly? Cedric Alexander.
There you go. There you go. There's your Avengers casting. Um Tyler Mayhew. Who would you rather AOP feud with once they're called up, Thibar or New Day?
Remember when somebody made David Otunga as a plant?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
AOP feud with Thibar or New Day?
New Day. I want them to be like, you know, like
Thibar. So that means they go to Raw.
Yes.
Drew, power rank top five sellers in WWE is, and why is Buddy Murphy number one?
Oh, Buddy Murphy number one. But I'd say Roderick Strong and Johnny Gargano.
Mustafa Ali and AJ Styles.
Those are good ones too.
They all have to be on there.
Hey, look, the big guy.
Yeah. Lance Andrew Boyd, make your own New Japan faction. You could steal one person from each other faction and three non-affiliated New Japan wrestlers.
What?
Make your own New Japan faction, steal one person from each of the other factions. Let's exempt the leaders of the factions, because otherwise that's...
Who's the leader of Bullet Club?
Cody is, I guess. and then three non-affiliated.
Okay, from Bullet Club,
we should
I'll
go
take...
back and forth.
Okay, Tama Tonga.
Okay, I will take the Young Bucks.
Okay.
From Chaos, who would you take?
From Chaos, I would take... Well, it's the Rainmaker.
You can't. I say you can't take the leaders.
Isn't Gato the leader?
No, Okada's the leader.
He's always bossing people around.
I know, but he's like the...
He's the head booker.
Yeah, but Okada's the leader of Chaos.
Okay. Can't take Okada. Chaos, I will take...
All right, I'm taking Will Ospreay.
Oh, you'll get like maybe another year out of that guy.
That's fine. It'll be a great year. year. From LIJ.
Can't take Naito. Oh, Sonata, of course.
All right, I'll take Takahashi.
Oh, shit. Can we trade?
Nope.
Damn, fuck.
Nope. Taguchi Japan.
I mean, I guess Tanahashi.
Damn it, I was going to take Tanahashi.
He's not their leader. And then from Suzuki-gun.
Can't take Minoru.
No.
I'll take Zack Sabre Jr., yeah, though.
Okay, well, that's fine. I'm taking Killer Elite Squad because I need a tag team, so I'm fine with
that. I still need someone from Taguchi Japan.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take Juice Robinson.
Sucker.
It's
you,
fine.
My rest, lose, I win.
Rest of my faction stacked.
I've got Tanahashi. Who do you have?
I have Zack Sabre Jr., Young Bucks, and Will Ospreay, and Takahashi. Three unaffiliated.
Well, I'm going to take Shibata pre-headbutt.
All right, I'll take Kenny Omega.
Unaffiliated. He's Bullet Club.
No, he's not.
He's Bullet Club.
He's not the leader, though. He's not wearing Bullet Club stuff in ring. He's wearing Golden Lover stuff.
Man,
he got kicked out of
fine,
Bullet Club.
I'll take Kota Ibushi then.
That's fine. I'll take Kenny Omega. I'll take Kenny Omega. I'll take. Is Kushida considered Taguchi Japan?
Probably.
Okay. No Juice. Give me Kushida. Who else is unaffiliated?
Not a lot. A lot
no.
of people are not.
No.
Can I still get War Machine?
No, they're not in New Japan anymore.
Hmm. Oh, I'm going to take that big jacked young boy.
Oh, Kitamura?
I'll take Kitamura.
That's a good
jacked.
One. Yeah, he is pretty.
I just won the young boy.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, man.
Hmm.
You need one more unaffiliated.
Yeah, now I have to go to the New Japan roster because I'm...
Get David Finlay, you idiot.
No, he's Taguchi Japan, man.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. Like, everybody's affiliated.
Everybody's affiliated, man.
I'll take Kojima. He's not affiliated.
Oh, pff, sucker. He's all old.
I know. He's got great chops, though.
Who's that dude who won the New Japan Rumble? I'm going to take that guy. He's a fighter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, that's it for the show. I'm going to keep on doing it. Hilton, for the last time, can you sign us out with music?
You didn't cry.
What's that?
You didn't cry. I thought
I'm
you were
going
to cry.
I know. I'm not
going to. I thought you were going to.
This shit, dude.
All right, go ahead.
I cry in silence.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll see you later. Do you mean to play music? There's no music playing.
Don't step in any of these
I'm
places.
Not, I'm going this way. Did you play music?
No. There's some music.
There's
you.
Music. And
next time we see you, it'll be at the office.
Bye, everybody.